There's a very famous show in the UK called An Audience With. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Oh, it's been around for like 30 years, since like the 80s. It's maybe even longer. So the 80s, was that 30 years ago? I don't know. Let's see, 80s, 90s, 2000. Yes, 30 years ago.
Let me do the math. Okay, what you do is you take 1980 and you add 10. So that's
90.
90. Then you add another one.
2000.
That's 2000. So that's 20 years. And then we're, what year is it now? Do you know that?
21.
2021. So that's three.
Okay. And so that is more than 30 years.
It's 21. So that's 31 years since 1980.
Well, I don't know if it started in 1980, 81. It's been around since the 80s is the point. It's been around about 30 years. So
that's
it's
40 years. Hold on. We got that wrong.
Is it 40 years? With 80s to 90s is 10.
Yeah.
90s to 2000 is 20.
Hold on.
And then 2000 to 2020 is 30 years. We did it right. Do we miss a decade? No. 80, 90, 10. 2000. 8, 9.
It's 41 years. It's 41 years. See,
hey, how's it 40?
We missed a whole decade.
No, the 80s to the 90s is 10 years. 1980 to 1990.
2021 minus 1980 is 41 years.
How could that? Wait a minute. Is this like the dress? It's freaking me out right now.
You count people's hands and you go 1, 2, skip these 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then you count and they have 11 fingers? That's kind of like what this is. But you skipped a whole decade somewhere.
I didn't skip a whole decade.
You did. 80 to 90 is 1.
Is 10.
Then 90 to
2000.
To 2000.
Is 20.
Then 2000 to 2010.
Oh.
I can't believe I'm teaching you math.
We forgot 2010. Oh my God.
Which makes sense because I want to erase everything from 2010 to 2021 because I don't remember jack shit about that decade.
Thank God we're in radio, not something where math would be something important that we need to know to like save a world. Like, yeah. Thank God we're not like building buildings where math is like super important. Otherwise, the building collapses.
We could be in a big, giant company meeting right now going, sir, that's 31 years. And be like, no. No, don't listen, sir. 1980 to 1990 is 1 is 10. And then they would fire us.
Well, that's what's confusing about the 2000s, because it's 2000 to 2020. Yeah, that's 20 years. You're right. It's not 10 years. I forgot. There's.
See, you make fun of my math skills, but now it helped you.
Yeah, it really did. And I was sure you were wrong. That's the best thing. Oh, my God. This is embarrassing. But OK. So anyway, it's this show that's been around apparently 40 years. The show is called An Audience With. And the concept is somebody famous hosts the night, but the audience is also famous people and they get to stand up and ask questions. OK. Joan Rivers has done the show. Lionel Richie, the Spice Girls. So it's comedians, it's hosts. I think Donny Osmond did one. So
Donny Osmond, that's where he went.
Right.
We were wondering where he went.
Well, because they, you know, it's so funny because they put him when they have the list of their prominent people who've done an audience with. He's on that list. So I guess he's important he's not important in America. He's important in the UK, I guess. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so last night it was Adele's turn. And in the audience was Idris Elba, Emma Thompson, Samuel L. Jackson, David Tennant, Mel B, Dua Lipa, so many more famous people. But it was very interesting because Emma Thompson gets up and asks Adele a couple of questions, and then she has a surprise for her. Check this out.
Was there someone who kind of supported you or inspired you or sort of, you know, protected you from all the trials and tribulations of life and inspired you to sort of...
So that's Emma Thompson talking right now.
Yeah, I had a teacher at Chestnut Grove who taught me English. That was Miss McDonald.
Did you ever keep in touch? Did you see?
No, she left when I was in year eight. She left when I was in year eight. Yeah, but it was just 1 year. But she was like, she got me really into literature. Like, I've always been obsessed with English and obviously now I write lyrics. But she also did street dance. Not, I was too scared to draw in. But like in the canteen, they used to do these dances and stuff like that. But yeah, she just she was so bloody cool, so engaging. And like she really made us care, and we knew that she cared about us and stuff like that. And it was just, she used to have all these gold bracelets on and gold like sig rings. And I don't know, she was bloody cool.
Yeah. And so relatable and likable that I really looked forward to my English lessons.
Yeah, because it's odd, actually, funny enough.
Is she here?
She's here tonight.
They brought the teacher. She's in the audience. I guess Adele has spoken about this teacher before.
Wow.
And she comes up, and Adele is crying at this point because the teacher comes up and hugs her.
It's ugly crying too. It's not nice crying. It's ugly. It's like, yep. Crying.
No, I'm just looking after my family.
Oh my
just
God.
Dancing.
Oh. Sorry.
Oh. Don't cry. Can you imagine some random woman changed Adele's life?
Thank you for remembering me.
Thank you for remembering me.
Mum, can you believe it?
Mum. Oh, now I've got to get my old face redone.
Oh my God, how are you? I haven't seen you since I was like 12. Do you have kids? What are you doing?
Yeah, I've got two kids.
You've got two kids?
Sky and Hayden.
Hi, guys.
Oh. Mom always said she knew Adele, but we never believed her. We're like, yeah, whatever.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, I used to teach Adele. Sure you did. Yeah, you taught Adele.
When she was 8, like, she's really going to remember you.
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah,
all right.
I've got my makeup fixed.
Yeah. No, really, I influenced her life. You know, she writes lyrics, and I taught her English. I taught her how to write. Yeah, right, Mom. So so that was like not a dry eye in the house. It was one of those really beautiful moments, you know. And then there was an interesting question. I don't think you know who Hannah Waddingham is. She won the Emmy. She won Emmys for Ted Lasso. She was in Sex Education. That's where I know her from, Sex Education. But she got up and she asked Adele this.
You are so rightly idolized all around the world. Oh. But I just wanted to know, who are your idols?
You know I love me some Beyonce. Yeah. You know I do love me some Beyonce. But I wouldn't really, you know, my idols, and I'm about to say I can't really compare anything I do to Beyonce, just because it's like night and day, she's just heavenly. but I couldn't also really compare. Do you know what? Beyonce's one of my favourites, guys. She's not one of my idols. Oh. Don't come for me.
Don't come for me.
Barbara Streisand, for sure. And they're definitely like unreachable in every way, but just the humour and just that, I feel like I have that in common with them. You know, it's like everyone likes to sing sad songs, but they're like, you talk dirty and all that.
But no one sings. See, that's what she said.
She compares herself to Bette Midler and Barbara Streisand. You sing sad songs, but then you like to talk dirty. I love that.
You know, I love Adele, and I think she's hot, and she's got stupid talent, but that accent drives me insane.
but that's what's so interesting about it, because you meet her and she has that voice, you know, when you talk to her, and she's like, oh, really, really like thick accent. And it's really guttural. But then this beautiful singing voice comes out of her mouth as well. And it just doesn't, it's so funny. Like her speaking voice and her singing voice sound like the two completely different human beings.
Mm-hmm. So an Australian journalist is in trouble now.
Mm-hmm.
And he got fired. He got fired. So what happened was he got an interview with Adele. So he's flying from Australia. He's got to fly to London to interview Adele. So she's not coming to him. She's not doing it on Skype. He's got to go to her. They got to send, you know, 4 people with him. It costs 7,000 Australian dollars, whatever that is. Yeah, it could be $3 or $5 million. We don't know. But anyway, they flew 10,000 miles to do this Adele interview. Mm-hmm. So he gets there and they sit down with Adele and she's like, hey, nice to meet you. And he's like, nice to meet you. And they get the cameras going. And she says, what do you think of my new album? And he says, haven't heard it. And she's like, well, no, they emailed it to you like a week ago.
Right.
And then he looked and he goes, oh, it's in my spam folder. Never heard it. Don't really know who you are.
He doesn't know who Adele is. He flew all the way. And by the way, it's for every one American dollar, it's 72 cents. So the Australian dollar is pretty close to us. Mm-hmm. But so he flew all the way from Australia to London to interview somebody he'd never heard of. And also, who's never heard of Adele?
Yeah, totally unaware. And he had no idea what the album sounded like. It was in his spam folder. So he said it's the most important email he ever missed. Yeah, I mean, you spent all that time flying and you didn't think, I'm going to try to at least listen to the album.
Right. While you're on the plane, I don't know about you, but I have Apple Music. All you got to do is just download whatever you want to listen.
A week before the album came out. So he actually had it in his spam folder a week before it came out.
But I would have said to the people who sent me, listen, I need to hear her album first. I need to hear her music. And then once they say, well, we sent it to you, then you go looking for it in spam or, you know what, send it to this other email address. Mm-hmm. You don't go unprepared. You know what? He deserved to be fired.